Well, Louisiana is going to form a brand new city. It took a long time and a big fight legally, but there's going to be a brand new city outside of Baton Rouge called St. George. It took just this legal fight because Baton Rouge feels like they're going to lose money and political power because they're going to lose money and political power. They finally won a legal battle to create this new con, St. George. They want a better city, a new city, a different city. New school districts. They want away from the sinking ship that is Baton Rouge. The New York Times portrayed critics to the legal establishment of St. George as being concerned over a wealthy white community trying to distance itself from black and poor residents of Baton Rouge. Yeah. Well, be that as it may, St. George has been created. Almost 100,000 people will live in St. George, Louisiana. I don't know how they finalize all that, but somehow they put that all together, and St. George, Louisiana is all there. Yeah. Right. Let's see here. Check. All good. Hey, you know, coming up in the next hour, I'm just checking some things, make sure I'm telling you about all our great partners I have. Pam Bondi's going to be here in just a moment. And then next hour, Ron Rademacher will be here. Pam Bondi, of course, the former attorney general from Florida. Feisty and a fighter for Donald Trump. She's going to join me here in a few minutes. Coming up next, though, CRT, DEI, critical race theory, DEI in Chicago, School District 65. What does it mean for people when they have to fight with this stuff? Kim Herman of General Counsel, Southeastern Legal will be here. We'll have that. So a lot going on, all right? Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.